007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're starting with certainly good news of the latest Ron Howard film in terms of Irish casting.
Absolutely. He never stops working. I mean, he goes from one production to the next. I do follow him on Twitter and he's a very, very busy man. In the Heart of the Sea is the name of his new film. And as you said, he's got quite a number of Irish stars joining him. Cillian Murphy, you've got Brendan Gleeson, and Chris Hemsworth is starring in this movie. It's an adaptation, really, of Nathaniel Philbrick's fact-based In the Heart of the Sea novel. Of course, it's the true story that deals with the fate of the 19th century whaling vessel, the Essex, whose tale inspired author Herman Melville to pen Moby Dick. So it's going to be quite a dark movie, and you know, he's very good at jumping from one genre to the other.
He is, isn't he?
You know, Rush is in cinemas at the moment. A lot of people responding very well to that movie, and you know, strong cast there. Benjamin Walker's in it as well. Ben Whishaw and Tom Holland. So it looks like
it's a good
one. Yeah, and they're filming over in the UK, so they're very busy at the moment.
Great, we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, back to TV.
Back to TV, and back to TV for Back to the Future director Robert Zemeckis. He is joining forces with the Glades producer Clifton Campbell. They're joining forces for a drama series that's called Billy Ray. They're doing this for Fox, and they've been given the green light to go ahead with a pilot. It's a character-driven drama that follows a family thrown into chaos when the child stolen from them as a baby is returned 16 years later, and the sort of questionable past of the family that had raised the child. So you can see straight away that there's a storyline there that can be developed over time. Zemeckis worked in TV. You kind of say, when? I know he's done Forrest Gump, Back to the Future. Yeah, he did Tales from the Crypt way back when.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
a long time ago. So again, it's just part of this trend where we're seeing, you know, big directors, big people in film.
Yeah, back to TV.
Going to TV.
Now, we're staying with TV. The Emmys on Sunday night, quite a surprise that Jeff Daniels got Best Actor for The Newsroom. What is the latest with The Newsroom?
The Newsroom, it's kind of funny because there was word spread that they were going to do a third season. And but the writer, the creator of the show, Aaron Sorkin, has sort of, well, he's kind of thrown water on that and said,
really?
No, not as yet. He hasn't decided himself if he's going to do a third series, which is probably a bit of a surprise because I think some of the cast were sort of saying, look, HBO are going to do it again. Mm. And maybe they do want to do it again, but they can't really go ahead without showrunner Sorkin. You mentioned Jeff Daniels. Yeah, a bit of a surprise when you consider he was up against Bryan Cranston.
I think everyone thought Cranston would get it.
Kevin Spacey. I mean, for House of Cards, such a strong performance. But, you know, the Newsroom has, I know you haven't seen any of it. I've watched quite a bit of it and quite a bit into this new season two that's on Sky Atlantic at the moment. It's had a lot of criticism and, you know, some of the portrayal of women in the series is, you know, very poor. There's, you know, massive dialogue that's in it, but it's kind of on the money with some of its subjects. I mean, it's concentrating on sarin gas in this episode and the reporting of an incident. He's a good writer, but I feel at times it's probably a little bit overwritten. Best thing about the series is the man who got the Emmy. So it is justified in a sense. So we'll just have to wait and see because Sorkin's a busy man. He's got a Steve Jobs movie in the works that's coming along. He's working on a musical as well. And if HBO want him to go ahead with a third series of The Newsroom, well, then he has to find time to go and write it.
Now, a change of plans in terms of the Weinstein Company.
Yeah, they have. I mean, last week we featured Grace of Monaco as our trailer watch.
We did.
Well, we thought maybe it could be in the sort of awards season. I think they're clever people at that company because they took a look at the movies that were at Toronto and all the movies that are coming along that are potentially very strong, and I think they're going to push back that movie and not bring it out for awards season now, which might be a good move, and they'll probably go to a more commercial.
I think you're absolutely right. I think there's so much competition for the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
It's so funny because they sort of said, oh, we don't focus on the awards, we want to just focus on the commercial success.
The commercial success.
Yeah,
well, it might have just got lost in that sort of, you know, bunch of movies that come along just before the awards season.
It's funny the way it goes. surprised. Remember The Great Gatsby last year? It was meant to be out before Christmas.
That's
and there was
right.
this big delay. You'd wonder sometimes.
They're moving them about a bit. Another one that has found a new date. This is Philip Noyce's new movie. It's called The Giver. Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges star in it. So they're looking at August 15th, 2014 for a release of that one. And yeah, they move them about, and that's you know, it's perfectly normal, I suppose, in terms of trying to find slots for these things, like Heathrow.
It's very true. But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to all these Oscar movies that are coming our way. It just sounds like a really good season, which we've been, you know, waiting a long time for these movies. So let's see what happens for Oscar season. But anyway, we won't be seeing Grace of Monaco Oscars time at all. We'll have to wait a little longer. Waiting a little longer too for the latest Martin Scorsese, by the looks of things.
And that's not a bad thing, because I'll wait for a Martin Scorsese movie. Paramount, yeah, considering a delay to Scorsese's highly anticipated The Wolf of Wall Street. Executives at the studio reportedly scored their first look at the film over the weekend, and Scorsese still cutting away at what will be a lengthy first cut. The question the studio now faces is whether to release it in December and go for possible awards, as all the others are as well, or do what they did with the likes of Shutter Island and push it out to a less competitive and potentially more financially lucrative February release. So they're also looking at doing the same with the Jack Ryan reboot, instead moving it to February. So we might just have to wait for a new Martin Scorsese
movie. Well, as you
say,
he's always worth the wait, Scorsese, so that's good. Now, in terms of trailer watch, in one of those sort of Oscar-hyped movies, we can now see the trailer.
We can now see the trailer. Check it out, 12 Years a Slave. I suspect we're going to be hearing quite a lot about this movie, about Solomon Northup, a free black man from upstate New York who's abducted and sold into slavery. Chiwetel Ejiofor is starring in the movie alongside Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt as well. I took a look at the trailer. It looks very, very strong. It seems to have all the elements, a lot of buzz about it. The performances look strong. I just hope that it lives up to it as a movie. And going by the reports that came out of Toronto, everybody seemed to like it. Steve McQueen is the director of it. He did the likes of Shame
and The Hunger.
A very good director and a really good cast there. So take a look at that trailer.
Yeah, looking
12
forward
Years
to it.
A Slave.
Excellent. Now, new releases starting with Austenland.
Obsessed with Pride and Prejudice, a woman travels to a Jane Austen theme park in search of her perfect gentleman. Kerry Russell stars in this one. And Woody Allen is back.
He's back.
Well, he's always back.
Yeah,
isn't
he never keeps us waiting.
Movies.
Martin Scorsese keeps us waiting. Woody Allen doesn't.
Woody Allen doesn't. And we always get a mixed bunch of movies from him. Blue Jasmine,
on form
though,
with this one,
yes,
though, yeah.
is getting quite a lot of good reports. Cate Blanchett stars in it. Sally Hawkins, Alec Baldwin. Here as some of those cast in this little clip.
Of course not. What on earth makes you think that?
Well, someone made a remark.
What remark?
They saw you having lunch with her. You're taking her hand.
Oh, what crap. Who told you that? I know who. It was that vacuous troublemaker, Lydia. Am I right?
Were you?
It had to be Lydia, because I was having a business lunch with Amy at the Four Seasons.
Did
and Lydia
you
was there.
Take her hand?
Are you nuts? You think if I was having an affair, I'd be crazy enough to have it in public at the Four Seasons?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you drink at lunch. No, maybe you're high. I mean, it's obvious she's got a crush on you.
Honey, you're building a case.
Because if you were having an affair, I would be pretty upset.
Well, I'm not, so don't get your temper up. I don't like that side of you.
I'm just jealous because I love you. You should be flattered.
Yeah, really good writing, you can tell there already, and great performances from Cate Blanchett and Alec Baldwin.
A life crisis in a Woody Allen movie.
Oh,
who'd have thought?
Yeah, that's Blue Jasmine, and indeed I'll be playing a couple of tracks from the soundtrack very shortly on the show. That's Blue Jasmine, definitely a good one for this weekend. Mr. John,
this is Aidan Gillen starring in this one. He plays Jerry, who leaves London to look after his deceased brother's business and family in Singapore, and discovers a foreign world of opportunity that had not existed before, and he was having trouble on the home front with his wife. So Aidan Gillen stars in that one, and it's a husband and wife directing vehicle by Joe Lawler and Christine Malloy. Another movie is Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake. They're starring in Runner Runner. This is about a poor college student who cracks an online poker game, goes bust, arranges a face-to-face with the man he thinks cheated him, who's a sly offshore entrepreneur. Girl Most Likely, Kristen Wiig and Benning Matt Dillon star in this one. A failed New York playwright awkwardly investigates or navigates the transition from the next big thing to last year's news. There's a documentary out as well about the Irish
That's
pub.
That's right, the Irish pub,
and,
yeah.
And it sort of interviews a lot of bartenders up and down the country. It sort of gets to the heart of what is, you know, what makes an Irish pub and what we like about it and what sort of goes on there. So that's Unlimited release.
And
then okay. Prisoners.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, a bit of a small cast here. Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal star in this one. When Keeler Dover's daughter and her friend go missing, he takes matters into his own hands as the police pursue multiple leads and the pressure mounts. But just how far will this desperate father go to protect his family? Viola Davis stars in this movie.
Great cast, too. As you say. Yeah, there. Very good selection. Okay, your TV movie recommendation tonight, 10 past 11 on BBC Two.
Yes, I was wondering where this director is recently, because he made a lot of big movies not so many years ago. Curtis Hanson, LA Confidential and the likes. Wonder Boys is a movie that he made, starring Michael Douglas, Tobey Maguire, Francis McDormand, Robert Downey Jr., Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes, that's right. Yeah, it's really good one, this, cast. Actually. I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Yeah, an English professor tries to deal with his wife leaving him, the arrival of his editor, who's been waiting for his book for 7 years, and various problems that his friends and associates involve him in. Wonder Boys, as you say, you'll catch it on BBC Two tonight at 10 past 11.
Lovely, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.